The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Another day, another hockey game. That's just the way it is in the month of March, and it is certainly an interesting one tonight as the San Jose Sharks face off against the Chicago Blackhawks. We already see Shakir Mukhamudulin on the ice warming up the goaltenders before the big guys get out here for an optional practice today. And, Drew, it's going to be an interesting contest tonight primarily because we see the number one overall pick from this past year, Macklin Celebrini, going up against the number one overall pick from the year before, Connor Bedard. They've had very interesting comparisons between these two guys, very close in the points in their rookie years between each other. But what are the major differences?
Macklin Celebrini's play away from the puck. Macklin Celebrini's ability to check his 200-foot game, his checking, he's one of the top guys on the Sharks. He's very, as far as the league goes, I think he's the top rookie as far as takeaways. His ability to close on guys and check. Connor Bedard doesn't do that as well. In fact, Connor Bedard last year, he didn't check anything. He couldn't check his hat because he never had to. He always had the puck. Ever since he started playing hockey, he always had the puck. And so even in junior, he always had the puck. So it's a trait that he's had to really work on. And he's much better this year than he was last year. But again, he's 19. He's going to be okay. He's a heck of a player. And the other thing I would say, when you look at offensively, Connor Bedard's shot is deadly. It's wild, too. He's not a very big guy. He uses a really long stick, and he'll get his hands up near the top of the shaft and be able to fire that puck. Uses screens really well. Macklin can shoot, as we know, but I think Connor's shot is better. Speed-wise, Macklin Celebrini, better feet, more agile. But Connor Bedard, watch him on his angles. Like when he comes in, he'll change the angle subtly, but he'll do it with his reach and just a little slight little step to the middle or step to the outside and then fire that shot. He's very smart that way.
Is there a better comparison in some sense with Will Smith and Connor Bedard?
I would say so. I think I'm pretty biased, obviously, when we're talking about Macklin and Will, but I would see a closer comparison. I would say that Will, He's been fun to watch how he's been able to grow, and you know, like you and I've talked about, I'm very impressed with Sharks management, because earlier in the season when we were questioning whether Will should be at the NHL level, they all said the same thing, which was relax, just relax, he's going to be okay, he will get up to speed. It's the same thing he did at Boston College, and again at the time he was only 19 years old. He's turning 20.
He's 19 now.
Yeah, but he's turning 20 like right away, like a day or two
pretty soon. Yeah,
yeah. So it's amazing when you look at Will Smith, how Sharks management was right off the bat, but number two, how Will has grasped the game and how much more confident he looks in the way he's playing. So I would say Will's game's a little bit, Will's starting like Connor Bedard to, like his checking game is much better than it was earlier. His passing game, he has that poise that Bedard has. And I would say the feet and the speed are pretty much the same.
I just looked it up. His birthday is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, Monday, which is awesome. I think that obviously that's that's a situation that that we're going to celebrate a little bit when Will Smith is here. Tell us a little bit about the situation tonight. The Sharks are facing off against the Blackhawks. I think it's going to be an interesting contest because you have two teams similar in position in the standings. Give us a thought on that.
Watching the Blackhawks play the last couple of games, watching the Sharks play the last couple of games, what you do is you look at the fact of both teams are really competing. I'm impressed with the way the Sharks are competing. I really am. I was listening to your post-game, and you and Scotty Hammond last game were talking about the same thing. But as you guys mentioned, we talked about, it's that mistake. It's that next one. The Sharks work like crazy. They get two goals in 14 seconds. They come back. They tie it. The rink is alive. The guys are up on the bench.
But then the miscommunication with Georgiev in the defense. And tell us what your view of that was.
I thought that Mario wanted to release and have Georgiev bank it to him. And then nobody, from my perspective, watching it and then watching the replay, and I was on the bench, Danny, nobody was yelling at anybody. Nobody, and yelling being, here, off boards, something. We watch the breakout drills they do. Everybody's yelling. Everybody's talking about where the goalie's supposed to go with it. There was zero communication there whatsoever. Georgiev was hesitant with it, and hesitancy kills. We know that. He who hesitates is lost, so to speak, and they were both lost. I thought that Mario was expecting a pass, and then it just got screwed up. And that's the problem with the Sharks. It's the next one. It's the next thing. They're not able to be able to make the next thing happen in their favor.
So for tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks, we have a situation in which the coaching staff was discussing this morning about not making it a too cute kind of a game. You have all these skilled guys on both sides of the ice. We don't care about what the Blackhawks do. They can be as cute as they want. But the Sharks have to avoid getting away from the blue-collar style of game that makes them successful. So how do you convince guys to do it? How do guys convince themselves to make sure they do it?
Well, that's the trick, right? That's the key to coaching. There are times, and I've said this 1,000 times, and I got it from Todd McClellan, it can't always be about the guy behind the bench. There's got to be a point where the players take that ownership of the way they need to play, that their identity on themselves. Now, this team is really, I thought Ryan Warsofsky and his coaching staff have done a really good job of driving home the identity of this team. Now, identity of a team is, and identity and culture get tossed around a lot, but the identity of this team, or any team, is what every player can do consistently, shift in, shift out. Now, you can't say our identity is that we're going to outscore the opposition, because not everybody on your team can do that. But if your identity is we're going to be a hard forechecking team, everybody on your team could do that, get their feet moving, get their mind in the right direction. We're going to be a team that gets to the front of the net. We're going to be hard at their net, harder at ours. Everybody can do that. We're going to be a team that gets back to pucks quickly. Everybody can do that. Right now, not everybody can exit the puck as quickly as you want, but there's things when you're in your identity that have to be able to be done and executed by everybody, and I think the team's getting there. But they're not a team that goes to the front of the net. And maybe a guy like Patrick Giles and his size, and you know, a guy like Ty Dellandrea, which, boy, I really liked that line the other night. Maybe it's those third and fourth lines that light the fire from below.
I know you're saying that. To me, the key guy you want to have be that person is Clean Costin.
Yes, good point. Yeah, and there's a guy, and Ryan Warsofsky talked about him the other day, there's a guy that, man, if he ever gets it together, mentally is able to figure out that consistency, able to figure out what his identity needs to be, how he can be impactful, he'll be tremendous. He'll be a hell of a player.
There are individual players that have just about everything, and the question is, can they get to the next point?
Yeah.
Let's flip that to tonight's game. Colin Graf is going to get more responsibilities. He's been trying to go to the front of the net. He's been, ever since he got on the penalty kill, he's become a better hockey player overall. And I'm really excited to see him as much as I am to see Celebrini and Smith go up against Bedard and Levshinov.
He's been great, hasn't he? I mean, really good. And you know, we don't talk about William Eklund or Colin Graf enough. And
I agree.
Yeah, they're both been terrific, but Colin's a very smart player. But as Ryan Warsofsky said, you know, I think he explained it really well. He said all the same that you just said. He said, but the thing with Colin is that he's got to understand that there's ebbs and flows and momentum boosts and momentum losses. And he's got to understand that you can't get caught by surprise by those. you know, mentally, not physically, mentally. You got to be ready when the moment's there. In other words, critical moments.
Critical moments tonight. Communication is free. Let's have a good broadcast. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Scott Hannon will be with me on the call. Until then, that's the Morning Skate for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.